So, Robert, many congratulations. That's two in a row.
Hello. Fantastic. I mean, to win it last year, you don't realize you don't expect it to happen so soon again. So, yeah, we've got a fantastic team of horses, and it was great to do it again this year.
And I understand you also had another win earlier on today as well.
Yeah, well, we've had three rides and three winners today, which is just a red letter day. It's something that, you read about at Cheltenham when the yards have great days, and it's been one of them days, probably one that we might not ever do to get again. We won the Maxi Cob of the year as well with Starry Night, and he's won here for the last 6 years, so that was a very emotional day. We retired him in the ring, and we won the Heavyweight Hunters as well, so we've had a fantastic day.
Excellent. And now, of course, you've got to get ready for Sunday. What will you do between now and then?
Probably get up at about 4:30 tomorrow morning and get on the horse, because we're in the Cobs tomorrow morning as well. So it's non-stop here, isn't it? So we've got classes to do tomorrow, and the classes again on Sunday, and then before the Supreme Sunday night. So, yeah.
And try and sum up for us, if you can, exactly what it means to you personally to win at the Horse of the Year show, to do that famous final gallop down one under the spotlight. What does it feel like inside?
It's probably something that, when everybody starts in the show and you all want to win at the Horse of the Year show, and I have to say, out of all the times we've won it, I've probably enjoyed it, the most recent successes more. When I was younger, you think you just pass it by and then you'd go and get drunk that night and celebrate, and that was it. But whereas now, you appreciate it so much more. It's a lot of hard work in showing. I think anybody that's in the horse job and sees us around the shows knows the ridiculous hours that we work, getting up so early and starting with the horses, getting them relaxed and quiet before the judges to ride. So it's, this is a great show put on at the end of the year, which, if you can have a win, it's amazing, but it is really a finale. It's a party at the end of the season. So, to go and have a winner like that today, it makes it worthwhile.
And can you give us a quick sense of the size of the team that you've got behind you?
Yeah, well, we have three full-time staff at home, and plus the extra part-timers. Most have been previous girls that used to work for me that have moved on, got married, saying they never want to work with horses again, but they always come back and help out and things. And I've got an amazing team of owners whereby they trust me, they leave the horses with me, and they let me enter them wherever I like and take them wherever I like, and leave me to it, because they know that I want the best for the horse, and the best, selfishly, I want the best for myself with them to win as well. So they know that in trusting me, it's no point having the dog and barking yourself. So, yeah.
And finally, what would a win on Sunday mean to you?
Oh, it would mean, crikey, we've had an amazing season. We've had the most fantastic season. We came here thinking, even if we didn't have a win, we've had one of those seasons whereby the Hunters have won every championship bar three this season. They've just had the most amazing time. The children have had a fantastic time with the ponies, and it's just been an amazing season. But if he could be Supreme, I think Supreme's too much. He's put on a Supreme. A Supreme is almost a novelty class. It's like a bowl of fruit, and the judge will only pick out what they prefer on the day. It's not like a specialist subject. It's just a case of, oh, I quite like that one. It's a nice colour, it's a nice goer, or whatever. And it is one of those that you shouldn't, if you don't win the Supreme, you shouldn't go home disappointed, because we've had the most amazing show. We've done what we wanted to do. We came to try and win the championship, and we've done that. So the Supreme would be amazing, but it wouldn't be the be-all and end-all.